Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Pick up that brand new KISW face mask. Honest to God, I haven't been anywhere where someone hasn't said, hey, man, that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That damn thing sells itself.
It really does.
It does. A portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. So you're looking cool. You're doing a lot of good. You're covering up that ugly mug. And you're helping a great cause. All the details and how to pick up one of these awesome masks available at KISW.com. All right, we have time for a few emails here from the men's room at KISW.com.
Cha-cha.
Question, is it too late for a birthday shout-out? No, it's not. Guys, I know that I am sitting this late, but my son CN's 11th birthday is today. With the coronavirus lockdown, he's been catching your show far more frequently, and I was wondering if you'd give him a shout-out during the birthday request. He would love a little kid fish sandwich. But with his fascination with farting, if you could work that in too, that would be great. Keep up the great work. That from Shane.
Fish sandwich!
You know, and usually I'd be your go-to guy to deliver a fart, but because of copious amounts of whiskey last night, it'll be more than a fart. Mm-hmm. So, happy birthday.
All of which Olo's today is my
stepson.
Not
willing to risk it, huh?
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Risk it. We got a biscuit.
You got a risk it biscuit?
Oh.
Today is my stepson Tanner's 23rd birthday. He's a great kid, perhaps too good. I'm sure he would love it if Coach Ted could give him some advice on getting extremely drunk, which he loves to do. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Wayne.
Woo! All right, Tanner, you're 23. Try to get real drunk. Well, you know what? Take the opposite of the advice I gave the other day. You feel the end of that beer? Maybe it's halfway full. Start chugging it, because you need to get to the next one. Then after you're done with that, may I suggest a shot of whiskey?
Ooh, strong.
Right? Then maybe some water. But be careful with your friends, especially home shots. Home shots get giant.
That's a fact.
Yeah, dude.
Old bitch is my...
And look, I know we're kidding around about the dude getting really drunk. I remember with the giant home shots, everybody that's been Zooming, like, they catch up.
Oh, yeah.
They're easy to do in an hour, but an hour and a half later, it's like, what happened? Who ordered Taco Bell?
Guys, my boyfriend Andre Nielsen, big fan of your show, and for his COVID-19th birthday, he would love an Obama and a next caller. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Tamika.
Drop the beat.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
I want to ask you guys to wish my wife Jillian a very happy birthday today, an amazing mom to our son, and a great wife. She loves all you guys. But Ted is on another level for
you. Ooh, is that her pass?
Now, you can settle down, Ted.
Oh.
If you could do a little dirty Goofy and Mickey, that would be a great. Thanks, guys. Love you guys. And we'll miss Wobbin a lot.
Well, gosh, I'll tell you what. You get with your old goofster, I'll teach you what it's really like to do it doggy style.
Oh, Jillian, I heard you like the Ted Smith guy. You know, he's welcome down here at the parks anytime, and you're about to find out what my mouse style is. I've got you one hint. It involves my tail.
Bitches, today is my friend Leo, pronounced Leroy's birthday. Can you please give him a beer opening if you could, or a Ric Flair woo, and a cut that bitch off next collar. Thanks, guys. That from Dean.
What the hell else did he want?
Cut that bitch off.
Oh, I cut that bitch off.
That bitch off.
Which, by the way, it's about a skin tag that he found.
Cut that bitch off! Netco.
Now won't stop bleeding. Today's my girlfriend Christy's birthday. Can you please give her an Ola Bichola and an owl hitting the window? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. That from Dean.
I don't even know where that is, man.
Ola Bichola.
Bichola.
Ah, there it is.
Ola Bichola. Ola Bich.
You know that guy.
That, voice,
that voice guy had a fun time with that.
Ola Bich.
I'd like to wish my friend Gary.
I feel like that's a fake version of Thrill.
Ola Bitch Ola.
I think it is too.
Yeah, right? I was like when they did our show.
Yeah.
Because Miles hit a last second shot.
I would like to wish my friend Gary, pronounced Stumble, that's right, a happy birthday. Have Coach Ted talk about why the Hawks are better than the Niners. Thanks, guys. That from John.
What's he what, man? Overall or current?
Just want you to know why the Hawks are better than the Niners.
I'll tell you. First of all, because you live in Seattle, all right? The great Pacific Northwest. Number two, you got Coach Carroll. Now listen, he made one mistake at a Super Bowl, but the coach down in San Francisco, he does one thing at Super Bowls. Chokes them away, all right? Atlanta had a big lead. Oh, Tom Brady won again, right? My mind works right. The Niners had a lead this year, and guess what they did? They blew it.
In the fourth quarter.
What's that?
In the fourth.
In the fourth quarter. Now, look, we all like Jimmy G. Good-looking dude. Hooks up with porn stars. Can't complete a pass when it matters.
Well, I mean, sometimes. Not on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's wide open. Fourth quarter. Ice the game. Why don't I just overthrow him?
Bitches, it's my beautiful big booty girlfriend's birthday today. Her name is Erin. Can she get a fish sandwich? And Ted saying, penis. Thank you, guys. And LARP on that from Billy.
To her, I get a fish sandwich.
Sorry. Didn't see that one coming.
Penis.
It's amazing what I'll do for a big booty.
Guys, can you please wish my dad, Steve Slagle, a very happy birthday by giving
Steve
him some...
Steve Slagle
in the house. Guys, I haven't been able to see him for 4 months because he's an ancient 57-year-old. I'll go to hell. I work around COVID too much for his delicate old age. His favorite daughter, Amber. What does he want? Oh, he wants a little... she wants a little Ozzy Ted, if we could.
Ted from Melbourne here. Talking to old Steve Slagle.
Steve Slagle.
Get it down under. We use a lot of salsas, not the 57 one. By the way,
damn.
Mainly it's Vegemite and disgusting mayonnaise. You don't even know what it looks like.
You seen Australian mayonnaise?
No.
Australian mayonnaise?
I'm gonna Google it. It is a weird consistency.
What do they do different?
I don't know. Just trust me when I say this. It's a weird consistency.
Australian...
Amber also wanted an inspirational quote. Should I give her this one, Steve?
Come on, Miles.
I mean, I can do the best I can, right? Can I try?
You know, why not?
All right, okay. Just remember, the human rectum can stretch up to 7 inches without taking any damage. A raccoon can squeeze through holes as tight as 4, meaning you could almost have 2 raccoons. Believe in yourself.
Is that a Jack Handy?
I don't know. Somebody sent it to me on Twitter. I was like, I want to read this. How do I do it?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Oh, a couple extra emails. Thank you there, Robin. Men's Room, just catching up on the podcast. Just heard about Robin leaving KISW. Devastating news. Can you please add my best wishes to the pile for when you catch up with her? Definitely will. I had the privilege of emailing her once or twice, and she was amazing. She will be sorely missed by the extended worldwide KISW family. Guys, now that syndication is over, what about bringing back Bad Choice Friday? You know, Jesus. That makes sense. Cheers, guys. That from Aaron in Melbourne, Australia.
Ooh.
He in the Melbourne, Australian office of the Men's Room. You would not believe.
Wouldn't that be Saturday or Bad Choice Saturday for him?
What if that's the guy that sends us all the Tim Tams?
Yeah.
You know, man, we've done a lot of things where we bring stuff in, stuff out every once in a while. Right. Put a bit to bed, you know, for a little bit, then bring it back. No S. Sherlock or Bad Joke Friday or whatever the deal is. We had no idea. And here's another one. Any chance you guys are going to bring back Bad Choice Friday? Bad Choice Friday seems to be the one. Like, oh, you're not syndicated anymore. Bad Choice Friday.
It's weird.
It is weird.
That would. I mean, look, it's fine.
We liked it. I mean,
and you know what? We don't care. Why the hell not?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to us. Let's see, a couple more. Food you miss. Bitches, catching up on the podcast. I usually listen the next day in the morning on radio.com. But as far as the food you miss, my wife and I go to Vegas a couple times a year. We make sure we take a special drunk hike down the strip, make our way to the Taco Bell Cantina. Taco Bell Cantina.
Well, they have looking it up right now.
They have more different stuff.
Well, or maybe you could drink in there because it's a cantina.
Aha! You are correct. That's where this goes. They have a DJ playing music and it's a pretty good time, but they serve booze in their slushies. So we make sure to get a giant Baja Blast slushie every time. I get vodka, the wife gets tequila, and no matter how many times we've tried it, it's never the same to make it at home. And since COVID has basically shut down our Vegas trip in April, and probably for at least a while, we won't have that. But also, guys, if you are ever in Leavenworth, make sure you go to the Munchin House and get the Big Bob Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. That's what I get every time.
I made the drive from Lake Stevens all the way over there just to get that.
Oh, it's the Munchin House, Miles.
The Munchin House. And here's some sad news. By the way, got an air fryer for Father's Day since I've been telling my wife about the air fryer ever since you mentioned on your show. So wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I love you, bitches. Thanks for the entertainment there. That from Blake, a.k.a. Uno.
Did your kids get you an air fryer?
No.
They don't love you.
No. My daughter.
You don't have to get somebody an air fryer. I got my mom an air crisper.
My kids.
They didn't even get him that.
My kids made me a delicious dinner, and my one daughter made me a bar of her homemade soap.
And then you made them raw chicken.
Then I made him raw chicken.
Did you undercook the chicken?
I did. I was working on. I didn't realize it was still frozen in the middle. I was so. You know, I hate when you're pissed.
This one.
You hate when you blow a meal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I've been working on that.
I only met a meal once.
Yeah, right.
It was raw chicken. My name's Mio. Yeah.
There's one thing to mess up a meal, Miles. You're poisoning people.
I know. No kidding. I mean, yeah, right.
So where are they now? Are they safe?
I think they're probably at home pooping. Guys, I listen on radio.com, so always a little bit behind. I worked for a year and a half in Bermuda during the America's Cup 2017. Bermuda has the Bermuda-style fish sandwich at just about every restaurant, but right next to where our team was staying was the best in Bermuda. It is called Woody's, and their Wahoo fish sandwich is almost worth the plane ticket.
About that, yeah.
I've considered the trip often. Every time you play the fish sandwich soundbite, I miss it even more. Stay awesome, bitches. That from Tony. On the subject of what happened due to sex. A couple years ago, my fiance were going at it on our new sex swing, and the swing itself broke. I fell to the floor with a swing following, and the top of it had a bar. That bar hit my forehead and busted it wide open. So we had to struggle to get me dressed while holding a towel on my forehead that's bleeding very badly, then go to the ER and explain to them what happened. Nurse that came into my room could not even look at me in the eyes, and the doctor ended up putting 7 stitches in my forehead. And I missed 2 days of work because of it. I told my work that I fell off my bed trying to install a ceiling fan. Thank you from Anonymous and Puello.
Why didn't you just tell him? Look, man, getting busy on my sex swing, didn't install it right, the bar hit me in the forehead.
Mm-hmm. A couple more extra ones here. They're just random as hell. Thrill the influencer is the subject. You know? Yeah, hola. Thrill, I cannot give you credit enough for the air fryer, which is incredible. You do get credit for the tequila recommendation, though, whose songs is awesome. Smooth as eggs.
Oh, yeah.
That from Jeremy.
He asked, that was my tequila. Well, he had asked for a good tequila, what would I suggest? And I said, look, for the price point, whose songs, in my opinion, is one of the smoothest, best tequilas you can possibly drink.
Hands down. Easy.
Is that the stuff you drink chilled?
Yes.
He gets everything chilled.
I know, so, but I was at a bar watching a sporting event at a bar you guys like, and Miles left, and the guy came back and was like, I got his other shots. I was like, yeah, we'll take it. And I was like, damn, Miles is on to something.
See, I just get a shot. Miles, of course, they have to go that extra step, put it in the shaker with the ice and shake it all up.
Yeah. But if they're busy, I'll go, don't do that. You know what I mean? But
that's a nice one.
Just one guy standing there by himself all alone, like, yeah, chill that in. All the gentlemen, my favorite story about Jello shots. We were talking a few weeks back about Jello shots and floating down a river with Ted.
Yeah.
Favorite story was 20 years ago, I was at a Who concert in the Bay Area. We're at an amphitheater sitting up high on the grass. Well, these two yahoos come over in just before the show, force their way in between two guests, and start asking if they can have some of their Jello shots. Of course, they start going to town, and after about three or four, they ask, what's this spike with? It doesn't taste like anything. And the couple tells them acid. They miss the entire concert. That from Dave. Oh, here's a question for the head chef. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay. Says, Ted, after making bacon for your grilled cheese sandwich, can you cook the sandwich in the bacon fat?
And for my taste, that seems like a lot of fat in your bread.
Yeah.
The grease, like, I guess if you had a little... you're going down a path the head chef hasn't.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can give it a try. I could feel it be real soggy, just nothing but fat.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like at that point, you're just eating a grease and cheese.
And you would regret it. I get a feeling about 20 minutes after you eat it, you would regret your decision.
And one final email.
Unless you're hungover, in which case, you know, go for it.
The subject here is Karen. Guys, I worked in a mid-range hotel and had a woman walk in without a reservation and request a room for 2 weeks. That's cool. She had a dog and said it was a service animal. Asked her what service her dog provided. She said it told her when her blood sugar got low and added that she'd also need a free refrigerator in the room. Cool. Dog was a small Fifi mop dog, whatever. She said the right thing, so I went with it. I gave her the best rate I was allowed to for that length of stay. She said it was too high and refused to sign her registration form. I explained I couldn't bring the rate down any further. She said she had AAA. Cool. The rate I gave her was better than the AAA rate. She said I needed to double up her discounts. I kindly explained I can't do that. She finally signed the registration and then checked in. An hour later, I received a phone call from the room next, claiming her dog was barking. I made a trip to the room and confirmed it. I knocked. No answer. So I called the number on her registration, and it was her number. No dice there. I had to wait for her to get back. The poor person next door to her had to listen to her dog for 6 straight hours. Once she returned, I explained that her and her dog would be asked to leave if that happened again. She was very upset and mentioned a lawyer, and I just asked if she wanted me to print off the rules so she could see. She declined, stormed away. Next day, she brought a bug to the desk and said she'd found it in her room. I was horrified, immediately discounted her room by 100% from the previous evening. I apologized and assured her it would never happen again. The following day, same thing. I expressed my great astonishment and once again gave her the entire room for free. Then I went and reviewed the cameras. I watched her walk outside with a cup, collect a bug from the landscaping, and came right back inside and straight to me at the front desk. The next morning she tried it again, and I asked if she wanted to join me in the camera room. She declined and said she'd be checking out immediately since our rooms were so disgusting. That from the lovely Tiffany.
Why? Why, people?
On her Karen experience. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. She shyly sat at a shiny Shazam Sushi City sushi shop.
Three times fast.
She shyly
Oh, that's fast. Oh, that's not over.
Wow.
That was a quick insert again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man.
Talk about getting creative with drugs. They're hard to find these days, so we'll do just about anything you put in front of us.
Yeah, last night we did a line of ants.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Burn.
Old school, huh? Right.
Old school.
Aussie stuff.
But man, oh man, did we come up with a long list of tongue twisters and riddles for Ted in Ted versus the FCC.
Because it turns out when ants climb on your brain, it triggers different neurons.
Mm-hmm. Then we get this email from John this morning.
It's an ant treatment, man.
He's a biology major.
Uh-oh.
He's a pretty smart guy here.
No, he said he's a major.
Right, we don't know if he's passed it.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been here for 9 years.
Says all the bachelors.
That's a two-year school.
Bachelors, sorry to rain on your Tide Pod and Trucker Speed Parade.
I appreciate that.
But I figured I would try my hand at one of those things you do called Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. Shy Shelly sits on Big Ide's Big Deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock. Thank you guys for all you do. You make the 12-hour day on the farm a little more bearable. Keep up the great work. That from S. Kicker John. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
stretching out my mouth for all these S's.
You want help?
Where's my Sherman?
All right, Sherm. I was going to say, easy.
You rang.
All right. It's been a tough go here. All right. Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Three times fast.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
One.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Two.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Yeah.
Big win! Big Ten versus the FCC back in the week off. How about that, bitches?
Yeah!
Show of the day is on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Weekend is just minutes away, and if you're wondering if we'll drink and toast to the Shot of the Day, we will. Shot of the Day is on the way, and we do have your headlines coming up 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, thousands showed up to a packed beach in England this week on its hottest day of the year so far and left a ton of trash behind. They apparently didn't have access to bathrooms either, and at least one person defecated in a fast food burger box and left it.
Damn, man.
That's impressive aim.
Well, I'm assuming that they just kind of held it kind of clamshell in their hand and packaged it.
Oh, I still wouldn't have the full confidence that my hand's not going to catch part. Right. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, a pizza
box.
Where
do you put the fold? Is it going in the top, the bottom? Where's this coming?
Think about the poor person.
Free sandwich?
Open that box.
Well, the real problem with that is like a couple things. It's kind of weird to see beaches that packed in England because obviously there's beaches there, but you don't typically consider that to be the beach capital of the world.
But doesn't that been like a million degrees there?
Yeah, and there are thousands of people. Doesn't even look like you can put a blanket down. I mean, the beach just looked packed in the
beach. They can use some sunlight there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Indeed. Let's see here. Dos Equis is giving away 6-foot-long beer coolers today that are supposed to promote social distancing.
Who? What?
Who?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
What did you say? Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
You said Dos Equis.
Yeah, okay, well, I said it a little bit quick.
But
I
get an order of that with pork?
Dos Equis?
Yes.
Beans and rice, please. Two X's. Rice. It means two X's. Equis is X. Dos Equis.
I think it means two horses.
No.
No?
Two X's. Did I just blow your minds right now?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's why there's two X's on
the bottom.
Right.
Dos X's.
Exactly. Moving forward, you have to buy some Dos Equis and submit a photo of the receipt for a chance at one.
Yeah. Well, where are you going to put a 6-foot-long cooler, though?
Between you and whoever you're drinking with.
Yeah.
I was thinking about storing it. I got a 65-inch cooler. That's a bitch to store.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You just use it as a...
That's 5 feet, 5 inches, dude.
It's for shark fishing.
I mean, you were right.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wait, what did you say? Yeah, 65 inches? Yeah, it's 5 feet and 5 inches.
What is someone going to do?
Just another 5 inches.
What is someone going to do with a...
I don't know where they're going to fit this in their house.
Yeah, where are they going
to... You don't have another 5 inches to give.
You could use that as a coffee table.
I'm being Jesus, man.
You know?
I mean, I got a 65-inch, and this one's 72.
A Silicon Valley investor and his business partner are accused of repackaging thousands of non-medical grade face masks and trying to sell them to hospitals.
Don't sell them to hospitals, of all places.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
They're going to notice.
You got a scummy thing going on, but I mean, that's the one place.
Yeah.
It's like trying to sell a stuffed puppy to an animal shelter.
We're all in this together, including the a-holes.
That's right.
You know what? That is true.
Don't forget that. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of people, you can see their true colors.
They are all in it together.
What did Dennis Green say years ago? They are who we thought they were.
Uh-huh.
A family in Texas threw a surprise birthday party late last month, and now 18 of them have tested positive.
Surprise! Mm-hmm. That's the surprise part.
Exactly. More adults are living with their parents or grandparents than any other time in U.S. history. 2.7 million moved back home in March and April, most of them college-aged.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You took away all of their all their source of income. They can't pay rent anymore.
Right. They're broke and in debt.
Right. They don't want to get stacked up with all the back rent that's coming on, because while some people are able to not have to pay their rent, that's racking up. They will eventually come back with those charges.
You still owe your rent.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not like it's rent.
And most of their parents live in places big enough for a 6-foot cooler.
There you go.
Well, that's a dumb part of the Florida argument. I mean, we all know Florida is Florida, but, you know, people are saying, well, the spike in cases is mostly with younger 20s, late teen kids who are hanging out, socializing, and going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're least susceptible to this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if that's your argument, that's fine. But they're going home to their parents.
Right.
Who are in their 50s. More than likely, their grandparents could probably be around, too. It's not that they're doing something that's even dangerous there for themselves that could be fatal. It's the fact that when they go home after that, what they're taking home with them.
Exactly.
So that's where this thing... It's not like you're...
Yeah, like, I don't want my mom to die.
So you're not going home.
Right. And also, like, do we like football? Do we like Christmas?
Do we like football? Do we like Christmas?
Right. Because at this rate, we ain't going to have it.
We will have Christmas. I have kids young enough that it does not matter.
Are you trying to tell the kids out there listening to this radio show that Santa Claus ain't coming because of COVID?
He's old.
He's old, man.
I'm just saying.
You can't let him in your house. Ted Smith's birthday.
Put on the mask. Right. Let's have football.
Anything.
Pakistan now says the outbreak is partly to blame for the plane crash that killed 97 people there last month.
How was that?
Turns out the pilots got distracted and forgot to lower the landing gear while they were talking about the virus.
That's not the virus.
Subject matter has nothing to do with it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not the one that said it. It was Pakistan.
Next time
you kill the messenger.
Yeah. He went on a shooting spree, but he was playing Adele.
Right. I mean,
so it just doesn't seem as bad.
Right.
Hello.
One in seven people have worked from their bathroom since the crisis began, according to a new survey.
Oh, of course. I mean, they're working from home.
Yeah. What's up, Ted?
What does everyone say? My best thinking happens on the toilet.
Ted, you look like you actually worked from your bathroom a little bit, or just with that fist pump that you had.
No, that's the fist pump of frustrations. That may have been a monologue joke that I didn't cross off.
Oh,
back to you, Mike.
All right. See, this is why we have writers. A woman in England turned 100 this week, and all her neighbors came out to sing happy birthday to her.
And she couldn't hear it.
How old am I anyway? Where's my slippers?
Have you seen Billy? Grandma, there's no Billy in the family.
Do we have applesauce?
I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
I'm tired.
Doze off halfway through the song.
Can we shorten that damn song?
I hate sitting
there in awkward silence while they sing this hour and a half long song.
We have.
It's 20 seconds.
Perfect. I don't care. It's the longest damn 20 seconds.
Are you adding how old are you now?
No.
See, that's the important part. Like, don't do that.
I just stopped singing it because I was singing it twice to wash my hands.
There you go.
I got kids. They have all these birthday parties. Kids always have to ask the how old are you now because they're so excited about getting older. And all the adults are like, Jesus Christ. And kind of like, they're nine. Mm-hmm. It says it right there in the cake.
More
you idiots! You can't read numbers,
jackass.
More and more retirement
homes. Invited you.
More and more retirement homes are installing hug tunnels with plastic sheets in the middle so people can hug their family members.
Oh, I thought that was a euphemism.
Hug tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, I don't have one of those.
Hey, mama.
Oh, no.
Get all of them that hug tunnel.
That's what I thought, too, the hug tunnel.
It's warm.
And,
Yeah, yeah. Give me a warm hug.
Give me that moist hug tunnel.
Yeah.
No, nothing happened. I just hung out in the hug tunnel.
Something's happening if you're in the hug tunnel.
I don't know what. Yeah.
Sounds like a tune from like Steel Panther. Huh?
Welcome to the Hub Tunnel.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, plastic sheets. Hug your family.
And, there's protection in the Hug Tunnel. Seems about right.
That's good. Keeping everybody safe. Whew, the Eiffel Tower just reopened after 104 days without tourists. The top deck is still closed, and so are the elevators, so if you want to get to the second deck, you have to climb 674 steps. Takes about 40 minutes.
That sounds like a punishment.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
That's a workout.
To not get to the top.
Oh, dear.
To get a crappy view. And again, I learned this from every movie I've ever seen that ever takes place in France. If you get a hotel room anywhere, you have a view of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah, and she loves you.
Damn bitterness.
A random man in California helped a cop pull a man from a burning truck on Father's Day, and the cop's chest cam got it all on video.
Chest cam.
Chest cam.
We call it a body cam.
Chest cam.
You say chest cam. I'm thinking about Tommy Lee when I saw him in concert.
Chest cam.
Or just like jiggling boobs. Welcome to chestcam.com.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's that? That's definitely a website.
I think Motley Crue had that before their shows.
Thank you, right? Tommy chest used cam. To do it halfway between.
Oh, the boobs. Cam. Boobs.
The something cam.
By the way, Ted, you're not the only one that sucks at math. You were talking about your 6'5" cooler. I pointed out that's 6 feet, 5 feet, 5 inches. People are, and I said, man, it's only 5 inches less. Everyone's like, throw. It's 7 inches less. Because it's.
That's right.
You're right.
So now you need to stretch an extra 2 inches.
Yeah, good call, dummy.
Know your 7 inches.
I know 7 inches.
I don't.
A woman in Illinois found out she couldn't have kids, so her 51-year-old mom is the surrogate. The baby's due in November.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That seems about right,
that's
though.
That's dangerous, too, you know.
You were in your grandma's Hug Tunnel. Come here and give grandma a hug.
I gave you one when you were born.
A topless woman saved 3 people from drowning at a nude beach in England.
Yes!
I think they
that's
were,
how I want to do it.
They were faking like they're drowning.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no.
Oh! Okay,
exactly.
I'm drowning.
Hello. Help me.
Save me.
Where do I grab onto? Okay. Bring me in.
They weren't drowning. A life of style.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I'm cramping off.
I'm not going to make it.
We get this on chest cam.
And you know, in France, those things, there's no gravity in France.
No.
No, I mean.
The older you get, the more your boobs grow.
Females do not experience gravity in France. I don't know if you know.
I get a feeling the guys don't either. They undo their pants under testicles or above their penis.
Wow. Look at that. It looks like a corn dog.
Oh, a kid was flying his drone at a beach in South Africa and got footage of a great white shark swimming right underneath a bunch of surfers.
Jesus. You would have to. You know, man, look, just as the way things are right now and everything else, I think that all beaches and all lifeguards should have at least one drone operator going up and down the beach and checking stuff out. I mean, just as much
but
as
you're
up
you
on that tower.
But why would you say anything? You
get
know,
out of the water.
But you know those sharks are there.
But then nobody's going to be able to swim. I think those sharks have been
they're
there for years.
All the time.
Yeah. So now if we see them, it's like, get out?
I hope so.
Plus, it's South Africa, right? Isn't, I forgot the city right there. It's like the main feeding ground for great whites.
Yep,
right. Like, if you go surfing there, like, you what know what you're walking
is that,
into.
Is that Cape Horn? Cape, No, it might be South America.
I might say Cape Town.
It's Cape Town for sure, but I don't know what the actual peninsula is called.
Cape Town Beach.
An elderly couple.
I was like, we're not going through this again.
I don't know.
It's a town in South Africa on the Cape. Like, it's got to be Cape Town.
Near Johannesburg.
An elderly couple were holding up the freeway traffic in the most Florida way.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it when I'm out.
Thank you, my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.